This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Yes, you are.
It's time for one of my favourite new segments.
You are very excited for this. It is the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge, excited for. And with Midsummer going on, there's just so much talent to choose from. So I decided at Carnival, when I was hearing this particular performer perform, I was like, we have to get you in. We have to get you in for Mad Wednesday. Please welcome to the Joy Studios, Michael Linden. Hello, hello.
Hello, and thank you for having me here and my lovely fiance Greg is going to be playing guitar.
Yes, we've got you both. Now Greg seems a little nervous.
Singing on the radio.
But that's okay. It's very different. You know, it is a very different experience being here in the studio and rocking it out. How was your Midsummer experience on Carnival Day? You were having an absolute ball up on that stage.
Loved it. It's like playing out my childhood fantasy of being a rock star, even more folky rock pop star. It was great fun.
You're doing an absolutely fab show at Gasworks. You were talking about it quite a bit with all these mixes of music and songs. So how did the idea for Michael and the Masks come about?
I wanted to challenge myself with a different kind of show. I've worked in musical theatre most of my life and some cabaret stuff, including some Midsummer things like Coles Girls in the past. But I've always wanted to sing just with a band and as a gig rather than doing a cabaret and stuff or as a musical. So singing as myself, and I just chose songs that I would like to do, which is why it's Michael and the Masks, my vanity project. And it started as
isn't that what everyone does during Midsummer? Sure, it's art, darling, it's art. Yeah, we're just self-indulgent.
Definitely. But it was funny, when I wrote a list of songs, they all happened to be by women around the 50s and 60s era. So you got Peggy Lee and Anne Margaret and people like that. And it's just Leslie Gore and stuff. And I was just like, what is this? What is this theme? There seems to be something there. And then working with musicians, sort of grunging some of those tunes up a little bit and getting a slightly country edge or a bit of an alternative sort of indie edge to the songs as well. That is how it started, and it's really fun putting that together we performed Midsummer with Greg and a friend of mine, Damien, playing two guitars. They volunteered their time to help me out. And for the gig, I got four musicians. We've got an electric double bass.
Oh, wow.
Got percussion, and we've got mandolin, guitar, and synth with like organ and all this sort of stuff going on.
So mandolin means you've got Caleb, yeah?
Yeah, you're right.
The only mandolin player I know in Melbourne, and I'm like, oh, that's exciting. The mandolin.
Yeah, so it's cool. So we've got all these different sounds and moving through those eras. There's a couple of cheat songs as well, which is songs that were maybe written in the 80s or 90s, but in the style of 50s, 60s. There's a couple of surprises in there, which is fun.
Well, how do you feel like surprising us right now? Do you want to surprise us with a song? Put your clothes back on, right? No. Shall we dive in for a bit of a fun tune?
Oh, yeah, sure. We're going to hit with...
What are we doing?
To Know Him Is to Love Him.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, great. It's kind of become my new favourite to sing, so thanks, Greg.
Is to love, love, love him, just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile. To know him is to love, love, love him, and I do. To him, and I'll take care of him. Everyone says there'll come a day when I'll walk alongside of him. Yes, just to know him is to love, love, love him, and I do. Why? see me? Oh, how blind can he be? Someday he'll see that he was meant for me. Oh, to know him is to love him. Just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile. To know him is to love him, and I do. To know him is to love him, and I do. Why can't he see me? Oh, how blind can he be? So he'll see that he was meant for me. Oh, to know him is to love him. Just to see him smile makes my life worthwhile. To know him is to love him, and I do.
That was absolutely fantastic. That was wonderful.
Oh, you have to say that.
It really was. It was nice to have something with a very different rhythm, and you did an absolutely fantastic job on the guitar.
Bless you.
It sounded fantastic.
You did do a great job. Excuse me while I wipe the tears away from my eyes. It was a very touching deliverance. Thank you very much.
It was really lovely. Now, that's just a sample of what... I mean, that was a bit more...
That's our sort of going into the ballad sort of, but yeah, there's lots of up-tempo stuff. You Don't Own Me into another sort of reply song to that, and what have we got? Walking After Midnight into Where the Boys Are, and we've got
some
Anne Margaret stuff as well. Some big songs, a lot of big singing as well. So this is like the quiet little moment.
Oh well, we're glad that we got to have that quiet little moment with you. It was really fantastic. I've got to admit, I'm a little emotional. It was absolutely fabulous. Now you can go and see Michael and the Masks this Midsummer Festival at Gasworks Art Park. They're on from February 6th to 9th. That's Wednesday to Saturday at 7 p.m. Gasworks have so much happening this midsummer.
And I'd love people to support them because they're so supportive of the queer community and they've been awesome to us, and they're trying to really curate a really good program there. I think they've got one after us, straight after us on the Thursday, Friday, Saturday is a quiz night. So if you want to do both events, it's really fun.
Yeah.
They're a really good bunch of people down there.
Oh, well, after hearing that, I reckon people are just going to want to dive right in. So why don't you head to the Midsummer or Gasworks websites where you can get your tickets. It's Michael and the Masks, My Vanity Project, happening from February 6th to the 9th. Guys, thank you so much for coming and singing with us today on Joy. It was absolutely fantastic. Cannot wait to see the show.
I will see you there.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.